The next one is gentleness. Gentleness is the tender side of the phases of spirit. If we respect others, then we will respect how the other has been taught or feels and be gentle toward them, rather than giving them a poke in the eye and pointing out this is wrong. We naturally feel gentleness in caring for a small, helpless child or animal. In the same way, entities we deal with sometimes need gentleness because they have been beaten up and yelled at so often that any harshness makes a wall come up immediately, preventing them from receiving what is said. When entities are fighting these spirits, it will take God's gentleness to go around the spirits to get seeds into their mind. 1 Thessalonians 2:7.
But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children.
Here Paul said that he had some gentleness toward the Thessalonians. This doesn't mean this is the only way that God ever deals. Sometimes he needs to go in there swinging, and it's not going to be gentle. But there must also be a recognition that there's times when some very deep, soft gentleness is needed, largely according to what's up in the person's mind and God being able to lead us of what the best mixture is for them at a particular time. And also Isaiah 40, verse 11.
He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young.
Amen. If we recognize that much of our past has consisted of people in authority dealing harshly with us, then we will have a great need to grow God's gentleness in us. Self-right, judgmental, angry, and overly bold spirits make people harsh. Those spirits want to tell us how to treat other people. God's gentleness can be part of his way of teaching us how we should treat others in Holy Spirit. James 3:17.
But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy.
Here it shows that part of God's wisdom can be gentleness toward another soul. And 2 Timothy 2:24.
And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient.
And Titus 3:2.
To speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men.
Sometimes gentleness is, well, when people get religion, a lot of times they become very cranked and they feel so much righteousness or self-righteousness that they can tell everybody else what things are. Or, again, the concept of God being a powerful God. Well, part of God's power is also gentleness. His gentleness can be a very powerful thing, too. It doesn't always have to be bowl over, mighty, angry kind of power. But gentleness is also a power of God.